Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The runway. Shake up. She's pussy. She's cunt. She's pussy. She's cunt. She's pussy. She's cunt. Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manila Blahnik. DJ Legendary Vonalure Grand Prize $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist Mini Grand Prize $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest Mini Grand Prize $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Sailor. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And certain other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Gusway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legislative massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realist. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realist. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realist. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
C2C, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize. $500 open to all runway. $500 open to all realness. $500 open to all best dress. $1,000 open to all safe. Car. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number 1, $1,500 open to all vote. Grand prize number 2, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. B2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
That's in the chat room.
I want to give a big shout out to all our listeners in Germany. It's now 5 a.m. over there in Germany. So I want to give a big shout out to all of them. And my Q that's over in Germany, DJing it up, honey. You know, I've been to Paris. You know, I've been to London. Now he's in Germany and he's doing his fucking thing. So big shout out to my Q for definitely doing your motherfucking thing over there in Germany, honey. So now we're here and we're live on the motherfucking air, honey. And we're definitely going to finish recapping everything that happened this weekend because a lot of people still had a lot to say. I hear that Brandon had told me that he wanted to call in and he wanted to talk about the changing of the votes and everything. So hopefully we'll definitely get Brandon on the line. We could definitely, you know, finish touching up on different topics that was had. But, you know, tonight is definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your chest, what the fuck is on your breast. We're definitely going to get it out there. So this is the format where you could definitely call in and voice your opinion and say exactly how you feel. And nobody's going to badger you or anything, you know, of that nature and things. So that's what we're doing here tonight. And then we're going to also talk about how the girls lied and said that they was giving children $1,000, but the children didn't get $1,000. They only got $500. So we're going to talk on that also and find out what happened with the children and why the girls did not get their $1,000 and they only got $500. Oh, yes, honey. Then, you know, it's a lot of things we could definitely dip and dabble on a lot of different topics tonight and talk about a lot of different topics and get it out there, honey, because, you know, it's a mess, honey. So I'm going to, hold on, I'm working on something, honey. I'm going to take a commercial break, and then after I come back from my commercial break, I'm going to bring my fabulous girlfriend on, Miss Motherfucking London, honey. So we got to take a commercial break and come back with Miss London.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include 7 Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
How are you? I'm okay.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, honey. Just relaxing and, you know, enjoying my day.
That's lovely.
Yes, honey. I don't know, honey. Maybe, you know, the girls are calling with What the Fox, or the girls are calling with a whole bunch of other nonsense and bullshit tonight, honey. It gets the madness and stuff started.
Yeah, it's a lot of tea.
Oh, it's a lot of tea. You got tea?
a lot, Kelly.
Oh, my God. Well, give me something. Don't give me too much. Well, just give me something.
As we know, Lady Blahnik is no longer Blahnik.
Oh, she's no longer Blahnik?
No.
My God. Maybe, well, maybe somebody will call in and tell us, give us the tea. Or maybe, you know what, I don't even want somebody to call in. I would love to have Lady call in and talk with Lady. So if anybody's around Lady and y'all can get Lady to call in, I would love to have her call in and sit down and definitely interview Lady. She's definitely a legend in the ballroom scene, and I would like to know why she's not mother anymore. I would love to hear it from Lady and not from a representative. Really. So, you know.
I kind of caught a little bit of the show with her and Temperance at the Ball.
What'd you say?
I caught a little bit of the show with her and Temperance at the Ball.
Oh, well, I didn't get to really see it. I really didn't get to see it. You know, it was very blurry on my end. It was pixelated.
Hey,
it was really pixelated on my end, honey. Hold on, we have a caller so early. Let's see. 347-316. You're live on the air.
What's the girl, Kelly? This is Kiana. I'm just calling to give my mother, Ashley Icon, a birthday shout-out. Happy birthday, mother. Wish you many more.
Yes.
Happy
birthday. Definitely a happy birthday to Ashley. I called looking for her earlier to give her a happy birthday shout-out. Definitely a happy birthday shout-out to the legendary icon, Mother Ashley Icon. Honey, yes.
That's it.
Thank you, Kiana.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller we have is 205-862. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on, darling? Who am I speaking with?
This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And I'm calling to give my mother, Ashley Icon, a happy birthday shout-out.
Okay, yes. Definitely big shout-out to Ashley. Yes, honey. It's definitely a big happy birthday shout-out to Ashley. Yes, honey. It's Ashley's birthday, honey. Shout-out to the legendary Ashley Icon, honey. It's her birthday, honey. It's her birthday. It's a party, party, party. Let's all get wasted, honey. London, why was you over there yawning? Tired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honey, because you know you can be really shady from time to time, honey. Baby, so you know, honey. But on other... Oh, shit, honey. Have you noticed that? Hey. As a European voice as well. Wow, my God, the girls are so many things. The girls are so many things. Stop it, Miss Marcus. Stop it, Marcus Zorlin. Stop it, honey. But on other notes, honey, I hear maybe I can't wait. I hope Brandon definitely calls in because I want to talk about these changes of these votes. And I also would love to talk to Brandon about Shannon X Khan now opening up the House of St. Laurent as the overall mother.
Bloody.
Bloody, bloody murder, honey. So maybe we can get Brandon to call in and we can talk about that, and we can also talk about some other things, honey. Excuse me. I don't know where the co-hosts are at tonight, honey. The legendary icon Rodney Milan, and the legendary overall East Coast mother Nicole Korn, and the legendary mother Divine Chanel. I don't know where they're at tonight, honey. I guess all the girls are MIA tonight, honey. I guess the last night was a lot, honey.
So they're about Korns again.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know what to call them, so I just called them. Excuse me, Rodney Prodigy. Sorry. I didn't know what to call them. So I don't know. What do you think about the whole situation?
I think they are too old to be getting kicked out of houses.
They're too old to be getting kicked out of houses. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'll just, you know, I don't know what to call them. I don't want to call them 007. I don't want to call my sister 007 because my sister is definitely legendary. And so 007 does know what, you know, legendary girls, Sonny. Maybe Miss Alexis will call in and she has some tea that she would like to spill tonight or get something off her chest or her breast, Miss Thang, honey. Because, you know, she is definitely mother gossip, honey. If you think you get the tea, London, Miss Alexis gets the tea, Miss Thang.
I know.
Yes, Miss Alexis' cup overflows, Miss Thang. She has no room in her tea for sugar or milk.
Oh, creamer.
It just be flowing so down, honey. Let me do my shout-out segment right now. This is what we're going to do, because a lot of girls like to call in here and shout people out. So right now, we got a 10-minute segment that we're going to have, and we're going to call this the shout-out segment. So you could definitely press 1 and come up here and definitely give your girlfriend, your ace boo, cool, your boo, or whoever it is, you can definitely come up here and feel free to definitely press 1 and give them a shout out, honey. So if you on the phone line and you want to give somebody a shout out, feel free to definitely press 1 and come up here and definitely give that person a motherfucking shout out, honey. But I want to start my shout out with, I want to give a shout out. I was gonna say the person government name because then the girls won't know who I'm actually shouting out. But I'm not gonna say their government name on the radio. But I want to give a shout out to TY and Leek. I want to give them a shout out. Definitely a fab couple for 2012. I also want to give a shout out to Nene and Jay. Y'all know who y'all are. I want to give y'all a fab shout out. I want to give my girlfriend, Miss Alexis, a fab shout out, Miss Day, because her birthday is definitely coming up in a couple of weekends, honey, and we're going to party down like there's no tomorrow. So those are my couple of shout outs for right now, honey. Miss London, you know, you want to shout out any of your girlfriends in London?
No. No, I don't have girlfriends.
Oh, you don't have girlfriends in London?
No.
Yeah, oh my, I'm gagging. Yes, this is on Hot 97. This is Hot 97. I forgot the little rhyme that they used to have on Hot 97. But yeah, this is going to be like Hot 97 for a few minutes, honey. And, you know, what the fuck, it was like, you on the phone with at Lisa and Dre and something mistake and shout out. Yeah, Miss London don't have no shout out to everybody. The girls in the chat room is gagging, honey. Miss London don't have no shout outs. But baby, you could definitely come up here and shout out your girls, Miss Thang. Y'all girls are so whack, Miss Thang. I'm gagging at the girls on the phone line. The phone lines are jam packed. I know nobody can't even call in on the phone line. The girls want to just sit here on the phone line, and y'all just want to listen to tired old motherfucking Kelly. Bitch, nobody wants to call in here and give a motherfucking shout out, Miss Thang. So I guess if I start putting people pictures and stuff up in the chat room and all types of things, hold on. Got a caller. 783. You're live on the air. 678334. You're live on the air. Hello. I hear a computer or whatever it is. 678334. You're live on the air. 678334, you're live on the air. 678334, you're live on the air. I hear your computer. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I'm live on the air with London and Kelly. I want to give a shout out to all those Monix, go to hell.
Oh, shit. Thank you for having a caller.
Kelly, I want to give a shout out to my underground sisters. You know who you are. I love you.
Oh, to your underground sisters. Oh, really? To your underground sisters. I like that one. Honey. 646-789, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. With at least
doing, Kelly?
Yes.
Hello.
I want to give a shout out to my mother, Divine Chanel. And I also want to give a shout out to my sister, Sanaya Ebony.
I know, that's right. Working on out. Okay. Yes. Somebody needs to come up here. I need somebody to come up here because I forgot that Hot 97 slogan. I know it was Ed, Lisa, and Dre. You're on the air with Ed, Lisa, and Dre. And I forgot it, but somebody needs to come up. I need a Benji cunt bitch to come up here that remember the Hot 97 thing when they used to do the shout-outs and come up here and do it for me because I forgot it, bitch. And I need to know it, honey. So I need the girls to come up here and give me that slogan that they used to say on Hot 97, honey. Hold on, we have a caller, 201-996, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This is Mark Ebony.
What's going on? How you doing, Mark?
I'm good.
Hello.
Listen, hi, London, I'm sorry. How you doing? Listen, with Hot 97 are you talking about? You talking about the shout-outs when they used to do the shout-outs in the morning?
Yeah, when they used to do the shout-outs in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, you know I'm Benji Khan. So I'm thinking you talking about when they give very, what's up, y'all? What you got to say? Who's on the phone with Ed, Lisa, and Dre?
Yes! What's up, y'all? What you got to say? Who's on the phone with Kelly in London? Work. Yes, that's what I want. Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. See you later, Kelly.
Yes, honey. Yes, it's the shout-outs, honey. It's the shout-out segment of the show. All you girls want to call in here, Miss Saint, and do all types of shout-outs and things, Miss Saint, when it ain't shout-out time. Now we giving y'all shout-out times, and nobody wants to call in and give a shout-out.
Kelly, if we do that, then we have to give a certain caller a special gift.
Who?
I don't know, like probably the 20th caller.
Okay, well, what are we going to give them?
A shout-out.
I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you up. Oh, no, we got a call up. What's up, y'all? What you got to say? You on the phone with Kelly in London. 252-327. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly in London. I just called to give y'all
Hello.
A shout-out.
Oh, thank you.
I was up there last week. I was the one that pressed one by accident. Y'all heard all that background stuff.
Oh, yeah. You had a lot going on in your background. Y'all was talking down. Honey, we listened to y'all conversation for a minute.
Well, yeah, I live for y'all. I love y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, honey, baby. Come on up. I'm going to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Miss Nicola, because, you know, that's my sister, and I love her down. I want to give her a shout-out. And I also want to give, what do you call Kool-Aid again, London?
Spitter.
Oh, I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Spitter. Miss Say. What? Everybody keeps kidding. Your girl is a mess, Miss Say. Miss Say, honey. Oh, what you say? No. We're not going to do that. Somebody said something to me. We're not going to do that, honey. At 12 o'clock, I'm going to play all five of our commercials because I have to make a special phone call at 12 o'clock.
Kelly, it is 12.
No, it's not. It's not 12 o'clock yet in London. Honey, okay? Stop trying it. It's not 12 o'clock yet. At 12 o'clock, I got to make a special phone call. I have to call my real mother. It's her birthday. So I have to call her at 12 o'clock. So I'm going to play
it.
No, I'm not calling her on no motherfucking radio. Somebody could ask me, am I calling her on the radio? I'm not calling her on the radio with these girls, honey. Hold on. The legendary mother, Divine Chanel, is the motherfucking building.
Yeah, what's up? Hi, everyone.
And
hello,
we doing the roll call.
Vaughn, you need a promotion. You need a little intro.
Yes, I need a bandy intro. I'm gonna sing Kelly the song she can do for me.
Yes, we're definitely gonna get Devon a nasty banji motherfucking
yes.
Fun. Motherfucking
it ain't
intro,
if you
honey.
Got it. Put the
we can have so when she calls in, honey, we can play her nasty intro for her, honey. I'm about to. Ooh, I mean, hold on. Oh wait, did I do the right thing? Hold on, let me see. Okay, hold on, cause I'm working on something right now, honey. Hold on, I'm about to get it up and running in a few minutes. But we have a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, darling? Who are we speaking with? If you want to say your name.
This John.
Hi, John.
Yeah,
what's going on?
No, I just
hello,
want to get
John
y'all a shout-out. How are you, London Bridge?
Mm-hmm.
I want to shout-out to the whole ballroom community and shout-out new overall mother, Shannon St. Laurent, and her new endeavor. Good luck to her. And that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hold on,
yeah.
Y'all. We got another caller. But let me play my song, honey, before we go to our next caller.
Just can't miss. Just can't miss. Well, we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
It's the joint.
In the morning with the morning show, you know they got the flow. I'm here to let you know.
And that's how cool that may be, but where you calling from? Shonda 115.
I'm calling out of Brownsville, and I'm here to shout it. It's Shonda on the phone, and you know I'm about it.
Brownsville's in the house. Yeah, Brownsville's in the house. Body. Brownsville's in the house. Yeah, Brownsville's in the house. With the roll call.
Yes, I mean, it's definitely a roll call. We're definitely going to come back with our next four callers. But while I do what I have to do, because it's 12 o'clock, so I have to call my mother, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be back after these commercial breaks from our sponsors.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Segment. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Yes, we're definitely back from our commercial breaks. My mother is just so motherfucking ghetto, Miss Dane. I'm not leaving her a message, honey. She always wants everybody to leave her messages on her answer machine so she don't answer her phone on her birthday. And I'm not going through that this year, honey. Okay? 404-721, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly? This is Clint Evisu.
Hey, Clint, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing well. Hey, how you doing? I'm doing well. I wanted to call in. I listened to the show earlier today from last night, and, a lot of things were said last night that was false, and, and I want to, wanted everybody to be fully aware of what actually went down as far as when it came to the votes and the other years and so forth and so on. So I just wanted to come in and kind of just straighten that piece out so everybody can know the real deal and not what people would like to spin it to make themselves look better.
Okay, well, go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, in Atlanta, you know, like in probably some other cities or states, in order to get an of the year win, you have to have the most balls won. And if this case up is a tie, then it, you know, it breaks it down into the balls you've won, which balls have did you win cash, have you traveled and won, so forth and so on. And then it comes down to a vote of the houses. Now, this year we had 10 voting houses that were eligible to vote. Now, what makes you eligible to vote as a voting house, that means you have to be at least present at 6 of the Atlanta Alliance meetings. All the rules that's made by the Alliance are made by the collective of all the houses. Not one person, not two, not three, but everybody. Anyone can suggest a rule that they would like to be put in place, but it's going to be voted on by all the houses. And as usual, as any democracy, it's going to be majority rules. And then that will decide whether it goes into play or not into play. And then if it goes into play, we have to stick by that rule for the entire year. No changing it, no deviating from it. We're sticking by it. Then if for some reason, if it don't work or it's something that people don't want to do, when February comes or the meeting that we're going to have in a couple of weeks come around, that's when we say, you know what, we need to scratch that because it hindered us more than it helped us. So with that being said, when we this year, we didn't have a lot of ties. We had the joy of clear-cut winners, meaning that we had people who actually walked one and did their thing. One of the issues I have is people who think that walking a couple of balls a year will qualify them for of the year. You have to be consistent. You have to walk. You have to burn it. You can't just sit up there and say, I'm going to just walk one ball a year, and at the end of the year expect to be of the year. It doesn't work like that. This year, the two categories, the discrepancy that we had this year, there were two categories that, and we did our voting Thursday night. The voting went on Thursday night. Friday, I get a phone call telling me, while I'm at work, telling me that we missed some things. And I'm like, what did we miss? Well, Camaro Blahnik is not the clear winner for best dress. I said, why is that? We just did it last night. They said, no, because Tasia Mizrahi also won best dress twice. And she won this ball, she won in New York, she did this, she did that. I said, okay, what's the second discrepancy? And then that's when they were telling me about Cupcake Chanel. They said she's not the only one that won twice. Felicity Mizrahi also won twice. And I said, okay, this is a fool. But let me call. I said, when I get off work, I'm going to take care of this. When I got off work, the first call I made was to Andre, since he's the chair. I made a call out there, I told him, and I said, I explained him the situation. Then I said, what would you like to do? He said, I feel we should vote on it. I said, okay, let me call every House member that had a vote in this, I mean all the Houses that had a stake in this, and see what they would like to do. Each House I call personally, and I talk to the people that were there. And all I do is explaining them the situation, and at the end of that, I say, what would you like to do? Every House, with the exception of Garcon and Prodigy, because I couldn't get in contact with them in enough time, but the other eight houses all said they want to re-vote it. They said we need to hook up and vote over this again because it's only fair. You can't take away Tasia's wins and what she's done all last year, as well as Felicity and what she's done all last year because of our oversight. It's not their fault. Now, should have Andre been more vocal or been more knowledgeable of what his kids want? Yes, he should have. But we all had the papers in front of us of all the winners throughout the entire year. Any one of us could have said, oh, listen, look at this paper. Tasia won twice, too. Not just Camaro, but Tasia did, too. But it was all oversight on everybody's part. And we can't let these kids pay for that. To me, that's just unfair. The only House that disagreed with not revoting was Blahnik. And Camaro was really upset about it. And he asked me to just pay it. I said, no, Camaro, I cannot pay it because Tasia works hard to walk her category because she makes all her stuff. And mostly 90% of the stuff I've seen her walk in does not look homemade. It looks store-bought. So she obviously puts a lot of work to walk best dress. So we're not going to just pay it because that's ridiculous to me. I said, now, if all the houses say they want to pay it, then I have no choice. But if the majority of the houses say, yes, we're going to vote, then we're going to vote. And that is exactly how it went down. Samara suggested that we did the voting at the ball. I wasn't keen on that idea. I said, no, we need to do it before the ball or however it goes, conference call or whatever, however we want to do it. So I once again called every house again and asked them how they would like to handle this situation. And they all gave their phone. They said, we can do a conference call. If we're going to meet up, just let me know. I'll make sure I'm there, da-da-da-da, because there's a lot going on. It's the day of the ball. Because well, the ball was the next day, so it was very, even though a lot going on. Now, as I was calling all these people, so was Camaro calling all these people. Now, the issue that where that came in was Camaro was calling people, telling them that every other house had paid, which was a lie. Every house did not say that. So while he's telling all the other houses that this is what every other house is saying, of course, the other house said, well, if everybody's standing there, there's, you know, no conference call, then we paid it. But that wasn't the case. And I didn't know he was telling people this until Stewart called me. And Stewart asked me about it. And Stewart told me out of his own mouth that, well, Camaro told me that all the houses, with the exception of Brandon and Clint, was paying it. I said, that's not the case. Andre got on the phone and said, no, I just got off the phone with the House of Mugler. They're wondering, when are we going to vote? So that's how that situation went down. We ended up having a conference call. Camaro came in on a conference call. And we had we had six houses, which is what we would need to even do the conference call. You have to have a majority involved to even do any kind of decision making. So we had the six houses, and we voted on those two categories, Best Dress of the Year and Big Girl's Face of the Year. For Best Dress, every house voted for Tasia, with the exception of Ebony. They did not vote for Tasia. They voted for Camaro. And then when we got to the House of Milan, they didn't want to vote for that category. They said, well, it's already majority, so y'all don't need our vote. I said, well, I would like it for the record. They said, no, it's already majority, Tasia got it. So we went to the next category, Big Girl's Face. Everyone on the phone, every house on the phone, voted for Felicity. Not one house voted for Cupcake. And then I took that and marked it down, record seal. We got off the phone. Well, no, actually, right before we got off the phone, that's when Camaro called in, and I explained to him exactly how everything went. And then he talked to whoever on the phone and told us how he felt about it and where we can take it and blah, blah, blah. That's fine. And we got off the phone. And that's how the votes went. Now, it was pure coincidence that both of the people that benefited from that vote were Ms. Rahees. And it was pure coincidence that two of those votes.
You just got to say that house. We can't mention people's names on this show anymore.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, that house. And it was pure coincidence that two other discrepancies would negatively affected the House of Blani. Total coincidence. And like I told Camaro, I know how it looks, but it just, I mean, we can't make up votes. We can't make up wins. These people did this. So because there's another, they had another discrepancy with Women's Body for the House of Blani, that lady won Women's Body and she did not win Women's Body. She won Lush's Body, a whole different category. So we had to take that, and one of the rules that the Alliance has set in place is if a category is only done at a ball one time, we're not going to give out an of the year win for somebody who walked up in pumps one time and that's it, and there's never been at another ball. And that was the case of Lady Blonde, but for Lush's Body, when in reality, Butterfly Ebony actually won Lady's Body MLK weekend. So that's where the win went to. So that of the year was actually taken from Blani. And those were the three discrepancies we had. No one made up anything. No one met before the ball and shuffled papers around and do all this other stuff. And in response, and I got to do this, in response to R.R. Chanel's saying that I should step out of the Alliance for Down, I gave up my seat as chair last year. They didn't want me to, but I did. Because of this stuff like this, it's a headache. And then, but I'm not going to ever leave the Alliance. As long as I'm involved in the ballroom scene and I'm in the house, I'm going to have representation at the Alliance, always. So you can't kick me out because the Alliance is open for any and every house. I promote the Alliance as a positive thing because I encourage every house to be a part of it. This is your scene. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of it? You can make the changes. You can vote. Everything is voted on. I mean, it gets to the point we vote on whether we're going to vote. So, I mean, because everything has to be so crystal clear, and I don't want any mistakes happening. Now, as far as these meetings and other year meetings, for to vote for the awards ball has gotten extremely better. I mean, I've been to someone where it literally came fighting. So now we're not into all that. It's just come in there, handle our business, and we leave. But if we come across a discrepancy, and it affects the outcome of a ball, or it affects one of these ball kids not getting what they worked all year to get, we need to correct it when it can be corrected. And we had more than enough time to correct the problem. It was a simple problem, two categories. But and I don't feel we should have to pay anything like that when these people put their time and effort to work. That's why stuff like that, where people don't want to do it.
Oh, well, hold on. We have a caller that would like to ask you a question. You're live over there.
Hey, Clint, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I'm doing okay. This is Alexis. This is Tavy. I want to ask you guys a quick question. I asked Daddy this not too long ago. Wouldn't it be easier if you guys were to get someone, just one representative, to record all the winners from each ball and then make that report at the following meeting instead of depending on the House Fathers or their representation so that we won't have to go through this? Because this has been going on quite some time. I remember even when I got of the year, a couple of times, this is a discrepancy also with Cupcake about me going into X realness. So I think it would be easy if y'all just get one person just to record all the winners, and then you won't have this problem at the end of the year.
Well, and I agree with you. And the thing about it is, this is not this year. Year before, well, I guess awards ball 2011 for 2010. That's what we did. It was a hell of a lot easier. That's what we did, and I was in charge of that. So that's what I did. And this year, this past year, by me taking over a new house, getting new kids, and all this, a lot of other stuff, I wasn't able to do a lot. I mean, I did a lot of recording, and I still did the recording, but it was certain categories that I did miss, like a lot of the realness categories I did miss because I was getting my schoolboys ready or something like that. So a lot of the realness categories, bushcraft realness categories, I missed because I wasn't out there. Now, we talked about that, and Andre already agreed that he is taping, for the broadcast thing that he does. He's going to be taping these balls anyway, and he will make sure, as long as we can remind him at the beginning of the ball, he will keep track of every winner because he don't really plan on hitting the floor or walking anything this year, so in Atlanta. So he said he will take charge of making sure he keeps an accurate count of all the winners. But like I tell these fathers and parents at the alliance meetings, we're going to keep track, but I will implore you to also keep track because I know I will for my kids. Because I want to know what they won and what they didn't win. So at the end of the year, it won't be any issues as far as my house is concerned. But
hold on one minute. We got another caller. We got the legendary pioneer, R.R. Chanel, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, R.R.
How you
doing?
Hey,
R.R.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, good.
Wonderful. Clint,
yeah.
I need to address a couple of things, and when I address them, it's not coming from a shady place. It's just a conversation that we need to address so that we can get some clarity on how to make things better, okay? I'd like to know exactly when you started the Alliance and how long have you been on the Alliance?
I didn't start the Alliance. Daddy Galliano started the Alliance around, I want to say, I moved down here in 2001. I would say about 2004, somewhere up in there, that's when he decided to start the Alliance, and I was always a member. I've never, ever, since it started, I've always been a part of it. So I was elected chairman probably, I'm not sure, maybe 2007, 2008, somewhere up in there. I was elected chairman, and I stayed chairman until last year where I decided to, I didn't want to do it anymore. But that, I'm never going to remove myself from the Alliance because I have a house and I have a stake in this game in the ballroom. So I'm always going
to
be a part of it.
What I'm saying to you is you weren't always the chair because I was the chair one time. So what I'm saying to you is that I'm not saying that you should leave the Alliance because everybody has an open forum for the Alliance, but a lot of the things that you're saying has been said year after year after year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first year that there's been a problem with the ballots after the votes. And there was a big discrepancy when I was chair when Deidre was going to get Mother of the Year, and Temperance was supposed to get Mother of the Year, and then there was a big discrepancy with that, and y'all went and did the voting again and changed it then. Then the year after that, y'all did the same thing for another category. It's just like every year, it's always something with the voting. Now, what I'm saying to you is that maybe it's time for new blood, younger blood, fresher ideas, more techniques. And there was a person going around tallying up winners of the years. Her name was Gail, God bless the dead. And Gail did a very good job at tallying the winners, who should have won of the year, and whatever the case may be. When you have someone on a panel, such as the name we can't mention, and they have two kids who were supposed to get something, of course those two people are going to get it, okay, because that's just how the Atlanta Alliance is set up. And trust me, I know, because I've sat at a table with you, that person, and many others, okay? So at the end of the day, no, you don't have to. What is that?
Somebody has a bad echo.
You don't have to step down as far as leaving the Alliance, but I think that you don't need to be in the form of the table of the Alliance, because you've held every position in the Alliance that there is to hold, and it's just time to let someone else come in that has fresher ideas and newer blood that can really revamp. And I think Kamara was right. Well Enough should have been left alone. If you made that mistake, it was a mistake that was just made on behalf of the Alliance, and the Alliance needed to bite the bullet, because once you seal the Oscars or the Grammys, no one can open it again. And you had more than ample time to find that mistake before the awards ball happened. Although it's already said and done and it's already been taken care of, I'm just saying we have a new year coming up and things need to be done a little differently. And even if you don't step down, you really need to become more proactive with making choices when it comes to the Alliance, because you have more knowledge of the Alliance than anyone here in Atlanta.
Okay, this is the thing. I mean, I want to correct you on a few things. I've only held one position. That's chairman. That's it. And then I decided to step down, and I said take over taking notes and recording the minutes and doing all that, like the secretary position. I've never been a co-chair or any other thing as far as the Alliance is concerned. Never. And also, yeah, Gail used to keep records. Also, Dean Balenciaga was great at use when he used to keep the records. People got in those positions, and they got tired. Like one of Dean's issues was he would be blamed for nothing he had any control over. He can't make somebody win when they didn't win, but people would get at him. But as far as new blood, I promote all the time. Talk to houses all the time. New houses form, they hit me up all the time. And the first thing I say is you need to come to the Alliance meetings. You need to come in. You need to do what you got to do. Listen, learn, be active. I can be just a person going to the Alliance meeting representing the House of Evisu. It is never going to change the type of person I am or the character I have. I'm always going to be vocal. I'm always going to say things that people don't like. I don't care, because my opinion is my opinion. So anything that has to do with voting or ballots, it has no call or no fallback on me. When we have these votes and people change their mind and people change what they wrote on their sheets, that's their business. They can do that. Once they turn in the sheets, you can't change them. But it's never any funny business. We had one issue with a ballot because I trusted someone else who was part of the Alliance to deliver them. That's the only issue we ever had that people thought was an issue. There was any other issues when it came to the ballot. And that's when I heard you on a radio station saying that. I was like, what are all these issues with ballots? It was one. And that was when I entrusted Camaro to deliver them. And he delivered them. But everybody had an attitude about him delivering them. I took it and left it alone. If y'all want to blame it, that's fine. Nothing was changed. Every house name is marked on the ballot. We can go over it page by page. Nothing was changed. But because things didn't turn out the way certain people wanted it to turn out, it create issues. And that, you know, saying I don't have no problem with being the target for all of that. And as far as biting the bullet, you can't bite a bullet at somebody else's expense. It was our mistake. It was our job to correct it, period. You're not going to bite the bullet so that the person
who wins is not deserving. You're not going to bite the bullet to not acknowledge someone who won all year. You're not going to bite the bullet because that's not at our expense. That's at these people who have nothing to do with any of this. That's at their expense. And that's what I would not be able to do that. And every other house that I talk to agree we shouldn't do that because it's not fair to them. Now, at the big overall grand scheme of it, if it changes the houses of the year and so forth, then so be it. But at the end, it'll be fair. But we're not going to say, just bite the bullet, better luck next time. Not fair.
Let me ask
and
you the balls.
Very simple.
Let me ask you this. The balls that were voted on, were these major balls or were these mini balls or smaller balls, mini ball deluxe?
We don't vote on mini balls or mini ball deluxes. Every ball that's considered for of the year, we had 8 major balls in Atlanta last year. And those 8 major balls, whether it was poorly, balls are approved before they happen. Now, if they if they're not
what were the
as 8 well
major
attended,
balls?
The first ball was MLK Awards ball. The second ball was the Mother's Day ball, Dee Dee and Temper's ball. The third ball was Ken and Booty's ball. The fourth ball was Brandon's ball. The fifth ball was the Youth Awards ball. Sixth ball was Labor Day. Was Labor Day ball. The seventh ball was Andre's birthday ball, and the last ball was Mama D's ball in December. Those were the 8 major balls. Everybody who was the sponsor of those balls or the promoter came to the Alliance, presented their packet, their flyer. This is what I want to do. This is when I want to do it. I want it to count for the year. These are my grand prizes. This is my venue, so forth and so on.
So, no, what I'm saying is those people, so the people that won were the people
mm-hmm.
who won from those particular balls.
Yes.
All right. I'm done.
Okay. And so that's all you have to say, Clint? I mean, Brent? Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, I definitely want to reiterate that we have to. I mean, the ballroom scene is, and it's supposed to be extracurricular, and I think most people do take it as extracurricular. But like any extracurricular activity, you want to give your best and you want to be the best. From neighborhood kickball team to whatever, you still want to be the best and do your best. You can't think you have a stake in the game when you're not at the table. You can't think that you're going to get something that you don't deserve when you don't participate. I mean, consistency is the biggest thing. People are, you know, they get mad if they don't get of the year. And I will ask them, how many balls did you walk this year? I only walked one. So you think you walked that one ball, you won that one ball, battled one person or nobody, but you feel you should still get it? When this boy then did walk 3 to 4 balls, battle a slew of people, won MLK, so forth and so on, you're not in his league. He's consistent. That's of the year, not of the ball. It's considered of the year, meaning walking all year. So a lot of people need to get that understand when you do these votes. The Alliance tried to do them as diplomatically and as fair as possible. And if we did it any other way this time, it wouldn't have been fair. That would have been 2 people that would have been cheated out of a possible of the year because we wanted to pay it and not vote on what they did this year. That's not fair. And that's one of the biggest things I wanted to come over here and explain because it didn't make any sense when I heard people talking about it last night, especially people who do not come to the Alliance on a regular basis. And, it's just very simple. So just want to make sure that's put out there. And one other – oh, I'm sorry. I want to respond to what Selvin said about him not being able to vote. Selvin wasn't able to vote because he was a con for 2 meetings. I'm not sorry. He was an ebony for 2 of the meetings, and he was a con for 2 of the meetings. That's 4 meetings total. He knows you got to be at 6. So your house, as well as 3 other houses, were not able to vote. It's very simple. And, I mean, I don't know why he don't understand that. But I explained it to him. So I don't want him thinking, I hate when people put the Atlanta Alliance as if we're the secret society and we're trying to do, like, you know, we're trying to oust people out. We open it up for everybody. We want every, I mean, I tell the kids, come and observe. If you want to see what the Atlanta is like, come in. We got enough space. Come sit, talk, you know, expose your opinions. You think it's crappy, say it. We're there to listen.
every fight.
Hey,
like
let me
you
ask
said,
you a question.
But,
who is the voting committee?
I don't understand why. My only thing that I have to say about the whole Atlanta Alliance, I don't understand why you have to come to the meeting to be able to vote. If you have a house, regardless of the fact, I think you should still have an opinion about the of the years, whether you have a house or you come to the meetings or not.
I'm going to tell you why. Because at the beginning of the year, in January of 2011, that's what the majority of all the houses here in Atlanta wanted. They felt you need to come to this meeting because if you are passionate or you even have an interest in this game, then why wouldn't you take 2 hours out of your month to come and sit at a meeting just before you can offer your opinions? Why just show up for the a voting process? That's not fair. So the majority of the houses, because I have to look through the minutes to even find out, because I don't think it was not even one house that said no. Every house agreed, but don't quote me on that. But it had to be the majority anyway for it to become a rule. But the majority of the houses decided they need to at least come to half of the meetings. That's twelve hours out of your year. So if you can't take 12 hours out of a year to just come and sit, whether bored or not, you say, listen, because I have a house here, and I want to say so at this at the end of the year. Because before that rule was put into place, that last meeting was like 50 people just there to be messy, talk stuff, this and that. It would never end. So they wanted to put something in place to say, let's talk about the people that actually want this to work right. Because if they do, they'll take the 12 hours out of the year and come down here, the 2 hours out of a month. It's not hard.
And I heard another thing. The only way you can win Mother of the Year, you have to come to all the meetings?
What? No. No, not at all. You don't have to win. Let's start at the beginning. The only mothers that even came to a meeting
was China.
Shannon started off coming. Then she stopped. Temperance was at a couple of them when she was still in the lure. And Dee Dee came to a couple of them, they were pretty much promoting their ball, but they came to a couple of meetings and they offered their opinions and put in their, did their thing. But that's it. You come to two meetings and you drop off. For Mother of the Year, they decided, and they argued over this, the alliance that is, they have to at least come to six meetings, I think, for the mother. Originally it was four, but then they say mother and father should be the same. So it was six meetings each. So six meetings out of the year, a mother should be present or the father should be present. So that's what the alliance, once again, decided. When I say the alliance, I mean the major houses. 13 houses in Atlanta. It's 10 houses that are actively involved in the alliance. So these 10 houses voted on this should be a rule. And that's how it happened. And no rule goes in. And those things always go into place. When somebody comes to the table, and the same thing's going to happen this year, people going to come to the table with a whole slew of ideas and rules. It happened every January. And then we're going to vote on them. That means it's going to be about 4 hours long because they're going to vote on all these new rules that they want to put in place to benefit the Atlanta ballroom scene, their house, or whatever. And we're going to vote on it. Some will get in, some will not. But
can I be via satellite at the meetings for the House of Couture?
Well, you don't have a chapter here. You start a chapter.
You don't know what I have here yet.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. I don't. You just might. But, I mean, we definitely talk about that. I mean, if you're planning on starting something here and you want to have an opinion, that's fine. Harold has sat in on our meetings before. Rodney, we're not a closed door. Only meetings that's closed is the awards meeting. That's the only one that's closed. Every other meeting is open. Come and have a good time. And you have opinions.
I got two or three kids down there, so I need to come sit on the meeting. So when are y'all doing the vote for Labor Day weekend so I can come to the meeting?
That vote is in March. It got to be done by March. Your proposal has to be in by March. You got to have a proposal. Right now, well, I ain't going to tell nobody business. But, yeah, you got to have a proposal. It has to be presented by March.
Okay, well, I'll be there at the meeting in March with my kids.
And I'll be there, too. I have stopped coming because I was really over it, but I'll come back out again.
And it's not a problem. Like I said, I want the young, because Flash Prodigy, we in Atlanta group, we were talking about this, and I told Flash, come, if you have issues with anything that goes on in Atlanta, especially if you think it's an alliance issue, come. We're there. That's what we're there for. We're not there to just sit and look at each other. Come and sit down. And then many kids have came. Arden Garcon has been there. Trey, tons of just regular ball walkers come and sit in and take in information. And if they question something, they ask. And we give them the best answer we know how to give them. So it's not that type of thing. And that's what pisses me off. And another thing that pisses me off is people that's in the Atlanta Alliance that want to talk bad about the Atlanta Alliance. And the first thing I say is, well, you made the rule. Why are you, you know, but a lot of people like to distance themselves when they feel it's going to come back on them. So they try to distance themselves to a rule that they agreed upon or that they brought up to make. So, and that's, you know, that's crazy, but it happens. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure I came on to express my point of view and answer, you know, from the first hand, because I was there, I helped do it, so everybody can know exactly how this voting process works down here. And if it changes come January, then it changes. I mean, at the end of the week, at the end of this month, then it's going to change. It'll be voted on to change. But the houses that want to win, they're going to adapt to that change, and then they're going to win again. And that's just how it happens. That's one thing I can give the House of Blahnik props for. They adapt every year the rule changes, as well as the VSU, and even when we were cons, we just adapt. If it go from one criteria to another, we just meet the criteria. Very simple. Other houses just, you know, whatever it is. Every house got a fair game. Every house got a fair chance. And that's what we try to do it. Because when I first came down here, I remember people was winning of the year that didn't even walk that year. That was like, that happened like consistently. That's not fair. So.
That don't just happen in Atlanta. That happens all over the place.
Right. Well, that's why we put a stop to it, because that's not fair. I mean, people are never going to always be happy. That's number one. We know this. Somebody is always going to have to be the punching bag. We know this. So everybody can always be smiley. I want to be your girlfriend, so I want to distance myself away from this as far as I can, even though I'm the one who made that rule up. And y'all
let me ask you
say,
something.
Yeah.
Where do you find the most discrepancy comes in during the alliance meeting? On what topics?
As far as the wars meeting or just in general?
Voting for ball time, like when certain houses want holidays,
mm-hmm.
And when it's time for the awards, do you find those are the most difficult times for the alliance meeting?
Yeah, with the proposals for the big weekend, because, you know, we're not going to be funny about it. We're going to be straight up about it and call a spade. And, okay, Labor Day is about money. You know what I'm saying? That's what they want them holidays for. So those do be discrepancies, because you feel that, you know, everybody feels that their house should throw it, or that they're an individual that can throw it. Everybody feels that. So they're going to feel that their proposal is better than the next. One thing I don't like is when people take that personal, because we're going to vote on it. And if I don't vote for your house, now you're looking at me cross-eyed. And I'm like, no, I think they can do a better job. It's not personal. At that point, it's business to me. I'm going to see who can do MLK or Labor Day the best. Now, if it's only one person, like it was in this case with the Blahniks, no other house made a presentation, or no other icon or legend made a presentation for MLK. But we still have to vote on Camaro's proposal, and that's what we did. And nobody said they should not do it. Anybody can say, listen, I like you, Camaro. I love the House of Blahnik, but I do not think you're ready to do MLK. That's very simple.
Well,
and that's with anybody.
So since you're on the board and on the alliance meeting down there in Atlanta, what do y'all think about collections for? I got shut down by Switchboard. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Switchboard. I'm not running the board tonight, girls. I have no control. I might get muted. But I want to definitely thank you for definitely calling in. We have a whole bunch of other callers that we got to get to, honey. Thank you for definitely calling in.
All right, thank you.
Okay. So, we have other callers. Let's get to our other callers. Oh, 908-374, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, she live on the air, Lottie.
Hi. Before, what you call it, had he, whoever that was, the Evisu, no disrespect, I don't know who your name was, before you had came in and with your whole alliance thing or whatever, it was shout out every hour. I want to give a shout out to the House of Ebony. The I Am Ebony mini ball was nice. It was very nice in there. I want to give a shout out to Stuart Ebony. He really gave, like, the speeches, like an icon should. He gave them the recognition that they should, that Sanaya and all the other people he called out, that the recognition that they should get because they're icons. They paved the way. People need to start respecting their icons and legends and stuff like that. Give a shout-out to the I Am Ebony Ball. I'm going to give a shout-out to you and your mother. Happy birthday to your mother.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to give a shout out to the whole House of Ebony, EBO, NY. I know that's right. And that's it.
Thank you, Lottie, for calling in.
Hold on. Yesterday, your radio show was trying it. I kept, after I had called in or whatever, you didn't put me back on hold, and I guess you hung up or whatever. And I had called back in, and they said the show was full.
So you know, because we can only hold a certain amount of people, like, at the end of the night, like I'll be going back and forth to the account settings so I can see how many people is on the phone line. We can hold up to a certain amount of people, but I can only see 100 people on my board. After 100 people, I can't see the people that's on the phone line. And it'd be crazy. I'd be trying to delete calls to get other people to get back in. But as soon as I say I'm clearing the lines, these girls call in so fast, it's like they got the motherfucking shit on speed dial.
But now can you please put me on hold?
I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna make sure they put hold next to your name so we don't hang up on you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. The next caller we have is 347-286. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. The next caller is.
Hey, what's up, Kelly, Devon, everybody? This is Father D. Revlon from California.
Hi.
Ow!
What's up? No, my question is for Clint. I don't know if he's still on hold. What is the criteria that they have to put in order to get that ball?
Cool. He's there. Go ahead. You can ask him. He's right there.
Like, what do they have to put in?
You're talking about doing an MLK or Labor Day ball?
Yeah, because I never knew that criteria, and I've been wondering that for years.
Okay, no, the criteria is pretty much they decided to get that ball, you have to be a major house. That's the first thing. You have to be a major house, or you have to be an established icon or legend. Those are that as far as giving the ball. So you can't just, you know, it can't be any random person. So it has to be an established icon or legend, or you have to be a major house in the ballroom scene. That's the major criteria. The second is to bring your proposal. The proposal should include your possible venues, your possible trophies, your grand prize, the theme of your ball, and pretty much almost like a resume of your criteria to throw a ball. Maybe the past balls you've thrown it, the past balls your house have done. Like I know with Camaros, it was the accolades and a lot of the things that Jay has done over the years, and it was stuff like that. And that's what you have to bring. And then once you bring that, the Alliance looks at it, we go over it, we ask you questions about it, so forth and so on. And if you're the only one, then it's just, okay, do y'all feel so-and-so is qualified to throw the ball? And the reason we do this is because Atlanta, for such a long time, balls didn't finish. Cash was never given out. It was, this was going on for so many years. So we said, well, and one of the things, and actually I think Stuart has suggested it, we need to, everybody shouldn't be able to give the MLK and Labor Day, period.
Well, so do you have to live in the land of the pit and the vote?
Well, you have to have, I mean, yes. I would say, yes. Yeah, you have to have somebody here, yes. Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, well, damn, that's damn. So that means the collections board can't come Labor Day weekend?
Like I said, you have to have a house here. You can't be, you know, your house can't be established or somewhere else, and you don't even have a house here, or you don't have a chapter here.
Oh. Well, girls, I guess that counts collections balls out Labor Day weekend. Damn. Because I see the collections board Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, honey. I do. But, you know, we only got two members down there. Honey. We ain't got a chapter down there. We only got two members. So I guess we can't have the collections board in Atlanta. Damn. Just trying to make it hot for Labor Day weekend. Oh, but that was just my opinion. I don't know, honey. I can't speak for Jasmine. I'm only speaking for myself. But you never know, honey. You never know what might happen in the next month and a half. I might have a mother down there, honey. Y'all girls never know. Honey, the collections board might be in Atlanta this year, honey.
Make sure they go to 6 meetings, right?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll bring them out, honey. I'm just starting my shit, honey. But is that your only question that you have for the Revlon?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you for definitely calling in. Oh, we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller is gone. Mm.
Kelly.
Yes.
It's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Can I ask a question to Clint?
Yes, go ahead.
Clint.
Hey, what's up, Marcus? Marcus.
Hey, how are you? What's the requirements to be House of the Year? I mean, how do you guys award House of the Year?
House of the Year is the house with the most of the year trophies.
Okay.
So if your house,
so okay, and that's category or like are y'all including like mother and father and all of that?
No, okay, when you talk about House of the Year, it includes all your categories, all walking categories, and then with the exception of new categories, they decided this year not to do like new performers, new faces, so those are not included. But just all walking categories, mother, father. Mother, father of the year.
Oh, and so somebody said, hold on, let me get back to my pink phone. Somebody sent me a question over, and they wanted to know how did Trey Garçon not get nominated for anything?
Trey Garçon was nominated for Butch Queen Face of the Year. He had two wins. Exotic Mugler had two wins. Zariani Visu had two wins. So all three of those was nominated. So that had to be voted on. Exotic had won $1,000 at the Mother's Day Ball. And you know, other people, you know, we talked about all of the accolades they did all year. It was a vote. The vote came out. Grand Prize Exotic Mugler.
Now, can I ask who won the most of the years from a house, per se? Which house won the most of the years?
It was, like I said, we had to redo some things, and some things was all redone, and once the votes came back out after the things that were redone, the house that won the most of the years was the House of Ivisa.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So can I ask why weren't y'all the House of the Year?
Because we with all the arguing going on, me and Brent decided it's not even worth it. It's, I mean, as long as the kids got nominated, that's all I cared about. As long as making sure my kids got what they had coming to them. Because none of our votes was none of our wins was voted on. Every one of our kids that won, it was clear winners. They won the most. They did the cash wins. They traveled and won. So none of our nominations had to be voted on. It was clear winners. So once it came out of that, with all the extra back and forth, dealing with the recounts, I'm dealing with the two categories, the three categories we had to change, and all that, dealing with all that, it was not even worth it. So, because trust me, taking it even further, not worth it. So it's no big deal.
Can I ask who had the second, house had the second most of the years?
wasn't that where everything was redone? Chanel and Blahnik was top.
Somebody just texted me and they said, what happened with the Garcons stealing liquor at the Blahnik Ball? Why y'all phoning up? Y'all hold my phone, go off, Miss A. Y'all, the phone is sitting right here in front of me, Miss A. So y'all already know that I'm not asking these questions myself. Y'all heard the motherfucking red phone go off. So somebody just texted me and they wanted to know what happened with the Garcons stealing the bottle of liquor at the Blahnik Ball.
Kelly, you're a mess.
I'm not a mess. Y'all heard the phone go off, so girls don't think I'm being shady, okay? That's why I keep my phone on speakerphone, and I keep the phone right here, so when y'all hear it go off, it goes off. These are the questions that's being sent over. And so is anybody going to talk about the Garcons stealing the liquor? I guess not. Hold on, we have a caller. Father Camaro, y'all there?
Yeah, this is not Camaro. This is Milan. I have a question for
there she goes.
I have a question for Ibisu, Clint Ibisu. You said earlier that you was so concerned about the award ceremony and who won what, when, where, and how. So you had to recount the votes for Tasia, and you also had to recount the votes for
I'm not finished with my question.
You had to recount the votes because you said first Camaro had won best dress, and you have to recount the votes, both, and then Tasia end up winning, correct?
No. That's not what I said. That's exactly what you said. Let me finish my question. That wasn't my question. That was just a statement.
So the next part was that you also, the next part was for the Chanels. A Chanel won, and then you have to recount the votes because Felicity won. So you were so concerned about the right people winning. You are so concerned about the right people winning of the years. So why didn't, if the Ibisus actually won of the year, why weren't you all of a sudden so concerned that the Ibisus got their awards? You're contradicting yourself. So that's all I want to say to you. And the Garcons, and as far as the Garcons was concerned, the Garcons did steal a bottle of liquor. We recovered the liquor, and then they paid for it. But, Clint, you're really contradicting yourself, okay?
Okay. Like I was trying to say, there was no such thing as a recount when it came to Face of the Year, I mean, Big Girl's Face, or when it came to Best Dress, because they were never voted on. They were considered clear winners by default. So we voted on it once we found out that Tasia and Felicity had the equal amount of wins as Cupcake and Camaro. So there was never a recount because it was what they won by default.
Excuse me, London. What was the deciding factor on how you broke down who should win between Camaro and whomever?
Each house had their own way. We judge it, like I said earlier in this conversation. When it's a tie, you take in what ball did they win? What cash did they win, if any? Who did they battle, if anyone? Do they have out of state wins?
But that's what I'm asking you. What?
Yeah.
What did Camaro, the person that was up against Camaro was who?
Tasia Mizrahi.
Okay. Now, what did Tasia win for her deciding vote from you guys, and what did Camaro not have that she had that made her the deciding vote?
I only can speak for our house of Ibisu vote. I can't speak to any other houses that vote. I will tell you my deciding factor was Tasia won one of the big, well, I ain't going to say won the biggest ball of the year, which was MLK Awards, where she sat all the Butch Queens and she sat all the female figures. Camaro, he walked twice and only sat one person each time. And then they were smaller balls. So that stuff like that, when I take that into consideration when I vote. So that was my deciding factor.
Wait, hold on, London. What was you saying, London?
I wanted to ask Milan what happened to the other $500 that he promised.
Hold on, y'all. I cannot hear what London's saying.
That is actually like 3 minutes ahead.
Some of you may or may not know the child that was promised $1,000 only got $500. I wanted to ask Milan what happened to the other $500.
Milan?
Can you hear that? It was going to come up after that. It's delayed.
And?
Oh?
Milan?
Yes.
London is asking you a question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What was the question?
What happened to the other 500 you promised that child?
I'm sorry, what happened to the other 500 that I promised what child? Were you talking about the Mizrahi child?
Yeah, the one who got away.
No, she didn't get away. She came over here. Her overall house father said she only wanted the money that was deserving to her. And we gave her the $500. We turned around and I gave Andre, who was my gay father, $200 because he needed it. And then I also gave Andre an additional $200 for the table at the New York Awards Ball. So we gave Andre a total of $900 out of our pockets for the ball and for everything else.
He needed it.
Yeah, he did.
So, Malone, what house are you going to be in next month?
Marcus, what house are you going to be in 007?
I'm just asking a serious question.
Bitch.
Because your resume is kind of long.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Shut up,
Martin, girl. Milan, I didn't want to interview you anyway. When am I going to get that good interview, Mimi?
Why
did everybody thinks that London is Marcus? I'm gagging.
Mimi.
I'm gagging at you girls, but say, you got it.
Where's Milan go? Milan, we can't get that interview in, babe.
Well, I'm still there. I don't know why. I guess he's with the Blahniks, and they're too busy talking in the background.
Where the hell is Milan go? Somebody over there is bitch shining her fucking head.
Oh, my God. Y'all girls in the chat room is amazing. The chat room is a mini thing, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. 713-2 you're live on the air. Girls, if you're listening on a speakerphone or from a computer, girls, please have that off when you press 1. 770-907, you're live on the air.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
We're all Father Chanel.
Oh, hello. This is the legendary father himself, Fred Chanel. Hey, Fred.
What's up, everybody?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Yeah, I've been hearing. I just got on. I heard some of the things that was being said. And I was kind of thrown back when Clint said that they got the most other years, but they didn't give themselves House of the Year. And one of the main things that you called me, Clint, was about how fair that you wanted to be and not cheat nobody out of their wins. So my thing with you, if you're so concerned about the Mizrahis getting their wins, you're not concerned about your house getting their House of the Year win, that doesn't make any kind of sense to me. And me personally, like I told y'all before, when you call about changing the ballots and going through the ballots again, and my personal opinion was that if the ballots was closed, the ballots should be closed. And if Andre didn't know who his winners was, that was on Andre and his kids, not the entire alliance deciding. And from my understanding, how can you have a recount or a vote on ballots at 7 o'clock when it's the day of the ball, hours before the ball, and then have people on the line that's not even part of the Atlanta Alliance? Now, every year, it's always seemed to be a problem with certain people handling ballots, and it seems to be in control of the Alliance. And it's getting to the point where, whether you like it or not, it's a lot of mediocre people winning stuff that don't deserve it, because when it comes to the major functions in Atlanta, they are nowhere to be found, and they're not winning. You see them at the little knot balls was only 50 people at, and you see them at the free ball was only 50 people at. So really, that's why I decided not to even argue with y'all anymore, because it seems like y'all going to do what y'all want to do to help y'all come up in the scene. And I feel like until certain people get off the board, the Alliance is not going to be right, period, because you're going to do what you want to do, and that's point blank, what you want to do.
Okay. Hello?
I'm right here.
Okay, I didn't know if I was muted or not. Let me start at the beginning of your statement and question. The reason why, like I said, like I told you, like I told anybody that asked me, my main issue was making sure that these individuals got their of the years. I could care less about the House of the Year, and I don't have to make a come up. I've made my name in the ball scene, whether who knows it or not. I don't care. And that's not the purpose I'm here for as far as a come up. Not that important to me. So my house is not going to be pressed if we win House of the Year or not. It's not important. I'm not going to argue with nobody over that. I don't – yes, the part – you said it don't make sense to you. Then I'm sorry, because we don't care about like that. I just want to make sure my kids got their just due, make sure they got their of the year awards, just like any other kid in the Atlanta ballroom scene or out of it.
Next question is, so if you wasn't worrying about your house getting of the year and the Blondies and Chanel was tied for of the year, how did y'all come with the Blondies house of the year if we was both tied then?
No, that whole thing went back to when we started in the beginning. Like I said, Fred, and like I told everybody on the phone, you didn't want to, at first you said you wanted to vote. Then you changed your mind and said you didn't want to have nothing to do with it. You're not changing the way your vote.
I never said I wanted to vote.
Yes, you did, Fred.
I never said that.
Because even as you said, we need to go over everything and everybody needs to go over their own.
What I said was we should have went over the clear winners. That's what I said.
And that's what you said you wanted to do when we met the next day.
I know what I said.
That's what you said. I'm not going to sit there and lie on you.
I don't know what you call yourself doing, but it's not the truth because I know what I said.
Okay.
But you can go ahead. You can finish your statement.
Like I said, that's neither here nor there. And that's the whole point when it comes to that. Anything else, I wanted to make sure those other wins, all of your wins, was out of the way. Because these people walked, they did their thing. There's no, like, I mean, we keep hearing all these weird cahoots with another house. Who does that? Not me. I can care less. I don't even deal with ballroom people outside of my house, outside of the bar.
You're not even the chair of the alliance, but you seem like you have so much say so and so much hands and everything, and you're not even the chairperson or the co-chair, are you?
But that's the thing. I can say what I want to say because I'm a human being and I got a voice.
I don't think you can say what you wanted to say. I think you seem to have so much control over the alliance, and you're not even the chair.
What control do I have? I don't have a voice. That's my control because I have a voice. That's the whole point. I'm going to always have a voice regardless.
I said you want to have so much control over the alliance, and you're not even the chair or the co-chair.
My point is being part of the alliance is to make things go fair. This ballroom scene is the younger generation coming up. That's what it should be, and we got to be fair to them.
But
I can care less about how
the alliance,
these young kids should come up.
I've been telling you, ever since you've been on the alliance, nothing has been fair when it comes to the awards ball, and you always do the voting thing, and you change it. And that's what I've been telling you from the beginning of our conversation.
But now you're lying, or now you're just bold-faced lying.
Listen, when me and you and Andre were doing the awards ball that year, and Booty came up there backstage when we were changing the votes again, and he punched everybody in the face. Tell me I'm lying.
When did this happen?
When me, you, and
Booty
Andre,
never punched me in the
when
face.
Did the Alliance give the awards ball?
Booty has never punched me
Booty
in the face. He's never even put his hands on me. Me and Booty had many disagreements over the years, but Booty has never put his hands on me.
I didn't say Booty punched you in the face. I said when Booty came backstage and started punching people in the face, and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, even he punched the person, that guy, the boy in his face. I do know that.
Okay,
but nobody changes anything.
Upset because
you're sitting up here trying to make something. No, what you're trying to do is you're trying to, I guess, derail my credibility. I guess that's what the whole purpose of this is.
You never did.
Then that's fine.
I don't care because your opinion does not matter to me. So I don't care about that.
My opinion always matters.
No, it doesn't. Now, like I said, I'm here and I'm a part of the Alliance to make sure things go correct, period. So now if anybody don't like it, then I'm not going to be not just going to start being quiet when I see something that's not being done right. If nobody wanted to vote, no house, then it wouldn't have been a vote. So obviously, I wasn't the only one to feel that it should have been a vote.
So why was Shannon was
even? So you can get punched in the face
anyway
for voting wrong.
Well, but Clint, why was Shannon was even on the phone call in the first place then?
Shannon was on the phone call because her and him and Gia was together. Gia did not want to get on the phone call. She told Shannon, this is the way Garcon is doing it. She did not want to get on the phone call because of stuff like this. That's why she was not on the phone, but they were together. So he got on the phone call to just relay the message from her.
So you tell me, so that still doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you can ask Gia yourself or even Shannon. I don't see what part of it don't make sense. When I got on the phone call, I was shocked he was on the phone call too. Andre put the conference call together.
Shannon was voting in
where
his phone call?
Oh, Shannon was not voting. Gia told him what to do. She did not want to get on a conference call because she didn't want to deal with the Bush Queen BS. And that's what she said out her own mouth to me. So she asked Shannon to do it, and this is the way the Garcons are voting, period.
Oh, you felt like that was fair?
Well, even if you take him out, it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
But that's the thing. You take him out, the votes are still enough votes to make us to change the rule.
Let me ask you a question. Since you've been running the Alliance, do you feel like you have done the best job that you could possibly have done with the Atlanta Alliance? That everything that's been going down with the past 5 years, with other years, mothers and fathers, have been perfect since you've been running the Alliance?
Let me correct something. I do not run the Alliance. I never ran the Alliance. I facilitate meetings. That's
it.
Can
I ask a question? Who was all on this call, this 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock conference call?
Yeah, it was, who was on there? Aga was on there.
Where's my money at?
Ebony was on there. Blondie came on there. Garcon was on there. Mizrahi was on there. Evisa was on there. Milan was on there. These are the people that was on the conference. And Prodigy called in later. But they called in to Andre after the fact. So that's who was all on the call. Period and point blank. Y'all are trying to make this seem like it's some sinister thing. It's not that freaking serious. It really isn't.
I'm not saying it's not that sinister, but do you catch the pattern? It's always something every year, and it seems like the same names are always in the pot.
Wasn't it something last year? Not last year, but year before last, and when you did the awards ball and y'all went in the back and changed stuff, it was something there.
Baby, don't say y'all. I didn't do nothing. That was Andre, Julian, and Stewart. And y'all didn't get that to 5 o'clock with the ballot. Regardless of whatever how you say it, you didn't get there on time. And you had to try to handle the ballot. To what's your name?
So what we're not going to sit up here and do is keep acting like...
I have nothing to do with how the ballots which changed. Those were the three icons in the back doing it. So
okay,
I don't have nothing to do
changed.
With that.
And that was changed that night. So then I had nothing to do with that.
I
wasn't back here. It was changed.
So it was three icons back there, so what's the difference between six people on the telephone? So it is what it is.
Hold on, we got some more Atlanta people that didn't have something to say. 404-483, you're live on the air.
What's up? This is Brendan, and I am the co-chairman of the Alliance.
Okay, make it hot.
One thing I want to say is this.
I'm the co-couch.
Andre is the co-chairman. Alliance don't have nobody that runs it. There's not no president. There's not no one person that controls it. We're going to get real about some shit and get real about some shit. The rules that were presented to the Alliance this past year, they were brought to us before I was a chairman because Stewart, Clint, Fred, Camaro, and Andre had a meeting. They came up with a criteria for the year. They brought it to the Alliance. The Alliance voted on what they wanted and what they did not want. Nobody forced nothing on anybody. I get tired of everybody saying the Alliance when everybody is apart. Nobody makes shit up and force anything that anybody throws. That's one thing. The second thing was this past weekend. When the shit was brought to me, when it was brought to Clint, when I talked to Andre about the situations, it wasn't that somebody dreamed up, let's have this meeting. The calls were made to every house individually saying, how do you want to handle the situation? Do you want to pay or not pay? They said what they wanted to do. It had nothing to do with we're going to sit here and make this happen. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, what goes on down here is this. A lot of these people do a lot of double talking with each other. They'll say one thing to me, but when they're around each other, they're lying. Or they make it to be something that it's really not. There was no sinister shit that went on. You know what I'm saying? As far as the House of the Year thing went on, my thing was, if the Chanel's don't want to fight for it or had a stake in it, we definitely not taking it. That's what it was, because it wasn't that serious. It really, truly wasn't. It was nothing that went down the day of the ball as well. This was the early morning after the Alliance meeting. We got up at the Alliance meeting at almost 1 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock the next morning is when the discrepancies were discovered. So that whole day, Clint tried to get in contact with Camaro that day, before the ball. It was no day of. The thing about meeting Saturday had nothing to do with us. You know what I'm saying? But the bullshit got to stop. Everybody point the fingers. Everybody's a part of the problem.
Thank you.
Everybody's a part of the problem. And let's just keep it real. This shit gets ridiculous. And everybody's grown. Everybody in the life is 25 and up. Some in their 40s. This is ridiculous. But it's the same shit every year, and everybody want to sit up and point the finger at one person.
No, and we didn't say one person. It's always the same people in the pot.
It's the same people. Call it out.
We don't even
got a stake in the game. Why would I give a damn if Ms. Rahi's won or not? Why would I care if they get
Don't ask me because I don't know.
Because they deserve it. If they deserve it on the vote, then
why
that's
what
they
getting all upset? Why are you getting all upset, Sean?
I'm going to tell you why.
Calm down.
Because I told you, I really don't care.
Wait, hold on. I just got a message that just came across Facebook, and somebody said the girls cared about the about that house winning because they said if those girls did not get that, they wasn't coming to the ball.
Why would that matter to me? My thing is, because we go through the same thing all the time, and this is what's going to happen.
After we had our first meet Thursday, everything went fine. That was the first meet I said that we actually got through, nobody arguing, nobody fussing, and then less than 24 hours later, bam, here comes something.
Because discrepancies came up and they had to be addressed.
Okay, but it's something. I didn't say who fought it was. I know who fought it was, but I'm just saying it's always something. It's always something. We can never get through an award ball voting without some bullshit.
That's been here since I've been living here. That's been like that since I've been living here. Actually, it was worse. That's the thing about
I wouldn't say it was worse.
This year, come on, this is what's going to happen.
I like the way Stewart used to do it. It wasn't no voting. He picked who he felt turned it that year, and that's how it goes. It wasn't no voting.
That's what you like, but other people did not like that. That's how you
I'm just saying, because if people got what they deserve, I don't think nobody should win anything of the year just because they bought the ball that nobody went to. Period. That's just how I feel.
Well,
how are you going to be
other
year for something that nobody walked? You never walked against nobody.
Okay, Fred, if that's how you feel, most houses feel that.
That's my opinion.
That's
just how I feel.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. When we had this meeting Thursday, or at the last Thursday this month, we're going to come up with a whole bunch of new grand scheme rules. We're going to do all this, all that. And guess what? This time next year, we're going to be having the same damn conversation.
No,
because
you know, we're going to do what we need to do. We're not going to wait to the end of the year to try to calculate the votes. We're going to sit here at every meeting with the flyer from the last ball and calculate up the winners then.
Okay,
fine.
We can do it either way. It's going to be something else. Trust me, every year is something different. When somehow still they should have won
and you're going to be the one to make it right, aren't you? And you're going to be the one to make it right.
I want to make sure that the people who should win, win. That's it. If other year is voted on,
I gotta go. I got
to
go. Y'all have a good day. I'm going to go to the club. Them people waiting on me. Bye, Divine. You all here?
Yeah.
Bye, Dad. Divine, bye, baby. Bye, Kelly. Bye, London. Clint, you know I fuck with y'all.
Come on,
y'all.
Who can
come out your goddamn money?
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
Baby, it's a lot in Atlanta, honey.
Is it me or is there always a scandal at that meeting?
That last meeting of the year is the worst one. It gives me a headache even before it happens.
It's always some shit, honey. It's a lot of motherfucking shit, honey. What the fuck, honey? Hold on, we have another Atlanta caller. Oh, well, they hung up.
Kelly, and this is why I ask people to come sit in on these meetings, and y'all will see, everybody will see for themselves the things that people say, and by the end of the year, how things change. You know what I'm saying?
We got another Atlanta corner. Call us. 678-735, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Daddy? What's up, Divine? This is Clayton Chanel. Just want to say
something.
Hey, Clayton.
Hi, Clayton.
Where my money at? Hey, baby. I'll see you in Vegas. But is Brandon on the phone? Can you have Brandon back on the line, please? Okay, Brandon, well, I spoke to Brandon today, and y'all leaving out a key point, and Brandon told me, and Brandon, tell me I'm right. Those six people that was on the phone, didn't you tell me that the house that we can't mention, that father had got the Prodigy's vote and voted for the Prodigy's? Am I correct or not?
Well, I was told by Clinton that Andre...
Okay.
Talk to them.
No, we can't
make their
name.
But
go ahead. What you said?
I was told that Andre, I mean, that person, spoke with the Prodigies and got their information or their vote or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
I just was going by what I was told.
Okay, that's what you're going by. You told, and that's what you repeat to me. So basically, you only had five people who really was on the phone.
It was six. No.
Okay.
Wait.
Let me finish. I'm just repeating what you told me today. That's why, like I told you today, is a bunch of bullshit. Because how somebody else is going to get another vote from another house and they got their two members that's up for what we're discussing and debating, and we're going to take what he's saying of the Prodigies.
All right, can I respond?
Wait, let me finish. I'm going to talk to Brandon because me and Brandon spoke today on the phone.
This is Brandon.
So that's what I'm trying to say. So that's what I told you today. To me, it was a bunch of bullshit because that's like I'm going to meet and say, okay, I got the Visu's vote and whatever, and y'all going to take my word with the Visu's vote, and we got two members up for something, and we'll be voting on.
Right. Clayton, the thing was this. Whether that whole Prodigy thing was after the fact, number one, it was still six people on the phone, and those six houses wanted to vote. We asked, period, point blank, do y'all even want to do this? We can pay it.
Clayton,
it didn't matter.
I'm not talking about whether we should vote. I'm talking about when y'all voted. who voted for who took the House of Prodigy's vote? You told me Andre voted for the House of Prodigy.
Okay, Clayton, go ahead, Brandon.
Let me tell you what I said.
Okay, go ahead, Brandon.
My word was, Clint said that Andre spoke to the Prodigies and that their vote was X, Y, Z. I didn't say Andre voted for the House of Prodigy, meaning that the House of Prodigy told Andre how to vote.
How y'all going to do that? And he had two members
Number one, that didn't happen on the conference call. There were six houses on the phone call without the Prodigies or whatever. That was after the fact. I don't know who, that wasn't told to me directly. I just know what was told to Clint. You see what I'm saying? And that was
still after the fact. The Prodigy gave Andre their vote.
Correct.
And so the two things that we were voting on was Ms. Rahe's, right? Correct. Okay, so correct. That's what I'm trying to say. So how are you going to take a vote that Andres is voting for the House of Prodigies and he got two members at stake? And obviously, what did Andres say the vote went to?
Well, but see, that's what we're trying to tell you. We didn't need to take the House of Prodigy vote. That was after the fact. We had already voted. We was done.
Okay.
And then he just happened to say after the fact, and the Prodigies did call me back, and this is what they said. But the voting was already done. So we didn't even need the Prodigy vote because we had the 6 houses on the phone.
No, we didn't have the Prodigies on the phone.
They said he missed the call. He was asleep. He missed the conference call. But this is what Andre told me. But it didn't matter because we didn't need their vote. That's what I'm saying. It didn't matter.
Okay. And then back to another thing. The other thing you Brandon told me today, that Pampers only voted for one of the two categories and not all of them.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you, Pampers did not vote for Best Dress because there was already enough people that voted for Best Dress. So he didn't vote for that. When it came up to Felicity and Cupcake, Pampers was the first vote for Felicity.
Okay. Pampers said he told me that they never voted. So that's what I'm trying to say. To me, this is a bunch of bullshit.
That's just what I'm saying. Everybody in all over, people are not keeping shit real. There are people playing both sides of shit, and that's the problem. That's the problem.
That's all I got to say. I just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to get out of the words. That's all I want to put out there. Good night. Night, fine, daddy. Kelly, London, I'm out.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yes, honey, yes. Honey. So is that all about the Atlanta Lions? Are we done? Oh, yeah, they phone dropped. They call dropped, honey. Divine, London, are y'all still there?
Yes, I'm here. Where my money at?
It's a lot, honey. It's a lot, honey. I'm gagging, honey. So, now let me touch on something before we get out of here, honey. The girls, we talked about, I guess y'all girls in the chat room get here late.
Little
we already talked about Shannon
being
over on Mother St. Laurent. We already talked about that already. But I don't know how that's going to happen. I want to know, did she talk to Roger or Terry about reopening up this House of St. Laurent? Because it doesn't look like the house was ever closed because they're still around. So I don't know. So for everybody that was asking about it in the chat room, I really don't know how is that going to work and how is that going to go down. So, damn. Oh, shit. Brandon hung up the phone. Maybe we could have asked him, but he had hung up the phone. Brandon, are you still there? Oh, damn. I need to get Brandon back on the phone. Maybe we can ask him about that, because I think he knows about that. I think him and Shannon are good girlfriends, and he knows about that. Oh, what, I don't know. Y'all go up in the chat room, y'all be asking questions and all types of things. And, like, I don't understand, like, y'all can sit in the chat room behind these fake names and everything. Why can't y'all just pick up the phone and call in and ask the question that y'all want to ask? That's the real tea. Why y'all can't just pick up the phone and y'all got questions y'all want to ask and just call in here and ask the questions? Hold on. Let me see. 404-483, you're live on the air.
What's up? This is Brandon again.
Oh, Brandon, what's going on with Shannon in the house of St. Laurent?
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to speak on that because I don't approve.
Are you going to approve of her doing that? Because all the girls in the chat room, and it's just buzzed all over the place, the girls want to know how she's going to do this, and Terry and Roger is still alive. She get permission from them to reopen up their house that was never closed. And they said, and somebody hit me, somebody in the chat room said, her name is already over on Mother St. Laurent on her page already.
It is. It is on her page.
Well, Shannon, if you're out there listening, because I know you do listen, I know your minions definitely do call you. Please, Shannon, before my ride get here to pick me up to take me to the club, can you please press 1 so we can talk about this? Because I want to know. And then I hear, and then allegedly, well, Brandon has, the full call has dropped again. Allegedly, I hear that she's supposed to be only having femme queens and female figures in the house. But I don't know how true that is. So maybe we can get to the bottom of this and get it all out there, honey.
Who is she?
Oh, yes, it's on her page. I see it right here. They just sent it to me. Overall St. Laurent. Somebody just sent me her page. Honey, oh, my God. We need to get to the bottom of this because this is a lot, honey.
Is she making her name? Wait, hold on.
I have the Pioneer Icon back. You're back.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what's going on with that? Because I know Robbie St. Laurent is still around.
I know him and Terry is the rest. I just want to know how she's going to just say she's the new overall mother. She put this on her page, and has she spoken to these people about taking their house?
Well, somebody
is she trying to make the name or take the name?
Let me tell you. Kelly, someone needs to get in touch with David Ultima so that he can call Robbie St. Laurent to come on to the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, if anybody's around David Ultima, y'all can get him on, or if not even tonight, maybe my sister Nicole will touch up on it if we can get Robbie St. Laurent on the phone to talk about this tomorrow, because this is a ridiculous.
When I said he's in the queue, Kelly, he texted me and asked me to tell you that.
Who said that?
Milan.
Milan is in the queue.
Yeah,
what is it that Milan wants to talk about?
I don't know. I think I'm ready to interview Milan, but I would love to interrogate.
Jasmine is going to work on getting Robbie to come on the phone so we can get to the bottom of this situation, because I don't understand how she's going to do this. Honey, stealing is not right. Honey, stealing is not right, Shannon, honey. Don't debut as a St. Laurent, honey, girl, and you gag, honey, and the girls kick you out, honey. Hold on. 323-352, you're live on the air. Oh, no, that's Father Revlon. I don't see Milan in the queue. That's Father Revlon is the only 312 number that I see here. I don't see Milan in the queue.
Oh, damn it.
Maybe.
Maybe he's in the second queue.
Well, I can't see the second queue. I can only see the first 100 callers. Anything after that is in the second queue, and I can't see them. Long talk don't work that way.
The volume, because he's after 12.
I'm just telling you, we're going to get to the bottom. We're going to get to the bottom of this situation. And if God is willing and Jasmine can definitely work on getting Robbie St. Laurent an interview tomorrow with the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn. We'll definitely work on that, Miss Thing, and find out exactly what's going on with that. And maybe Shannon will call in tomorrow if Jasmine can work that and get that exclusive interview for Nicole tomorrow, honey, because this is a mess. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello. Did you ask for Shannon?
Yes, private caller.
Hello?
Hello, private caller, are you still there?
Yes, Shannon's on the phone.
Hello, Shannon.
Oh.
Greetings, salutations.
Greetings and salutations. Would you like to do the interview with Shannon?
Yes.
Would I like to what?
Go ahead,
Hey, Shannon. I just wanted to find out what procedures did you go through in order to revive the House of St. Laurent, and were you able to speak to the founding father, which is Robbie St. Laurent, and will he be escorting you out when you make your debut?
Well, at this point in time, I have no comments. I have posted what I needed to post on Facebook, and I will just say this, that just be looking out at a ball near you. And you'll be seeing some exciting new film queens that I am snatching from other houses that I am bringing to the ballroom scene. Not only film queens, we're having book queens and drags, and also women's space. I am bringing a new standard to the ballroom scene of excellence. Excuse me.
Can I stop you right there? And this is no disrespect to you, but you're saying you're bringing a new standard of excellency to the ballroom, but you're also saying that you're snatching girls from other houses. So, in other words, you're taking product that has already been developed and bringing them to you, so you're not really bringing a standard. You're bringing what is to something that's to become.
No, I'm bringing standard. I'm bringing the best that I've known in the ballroom scene from other houses, and I'm going to create them to be to my standard. Okay.
But if you take them from other
they
houses,
they will be head to toe Stella Rock.
If you take them from other houses, who would they battle? Each other?
It doesn't matter. It's not about battling because there's no competition. It's just going to be fabulous. We're not about battling or competition because I feel like the world machine has no competitions anymore.
Oh, well, that's, baby, you must be doing some heavy-duty recycling. I can't wait to see this. Cash your hands in, Santa's coming.
I have a question. Is Tempest on you? Is Tempest coming on your team?
Is who?
Tempest.
She is more than welcome to come and apply.
No.
No,
I
advise no one to go to an unwanted house.
Shannon,
how
many overall
mothers
and fathers
will
you have?
Nine.
Oh, no, baby, well, child, the only time will tell, honey. Well, they're definitely working on getting Robbie St. Laurent to definitely come on and give an exclusive interview, and
that really didn't even sound like her. If it's her, it sounds like she had a bug.
No, that was Shannon London.
Oh, it still sounds like she had a bag.
I just don't understand, like, what's the purpose in revamping a house or that, you know, when you think of St. Laurent, all you can think of is Octavia St. Laurent. That's one. Two is you're going to snatch girls from other houses, which is going to cause a lot of controversy. So you really won't be doing that well with the judges panel if you're snatching girls from other houses. And the other part to that is that it's a house that no one has ever heard anything from the founding father in regards to this. And I'm just going to sit back with my bag of popcorn and watch the movie.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on.
First of all,
you're live on the air.
Many accomplishments will be made.
when you have, when you're doing criminal and crooked things, and crooked things lead to what you call that bad reaction. She has her confidant, and her confidant will be as crooked as possible to bring whatever she needs to bring to the table for her. That's not for her. That's for the confidant. What I'm speaking, you understand me? I'm not speaking against her. I'm speaking against her confidant, which is Dante Curtis Balenciaga X Arga. That's that.
You better speak on the confidant.
Yes,
you better speak
Nicole,
on the confidant.
That's how you come into the show.
Hello.
That's how you come into the show, Nicole, yes.
Would you want me to finish?
I don't know where I'm money at.
Well, girl. So, well, Shannon, what was you saying before Nicole came in?
I
had
a lot more to say.
It's so much. It's so messy. I'm not here anymore to judge. I'm not here anymore to argue with anyone. And things. And I just like to bring something beautiful, some moment, creation to the floor. Just have a good time and everybody love one another and things. And just bring some peace and harmony to this scene. That. And I would like to make amends for anything that I did to anyone, and it just start a fresh new day. 2012.
Wait, stealing someone's name is not bringing peace back to the ballroom scene.
That's not stealing anyone's name. This is something that is going to be created in the memory and the honor of Octavia St. Lamont. Eve Saint Lamont River Goat. It's 2012 collection, and we're going to have a wonderful time, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves. So just wait and see. I just advise everyone to be out at Ayana's Ball in D.C. and just enjoy yourself. $5,000 for it.
So, Shannon, can I ask you some questions? Can I ask you some questions, Shannon?
I'm not accepting any questions, and I do have to run. So I thank you guys. And
well,
I
go River Gooch. Have a River Gooch.
In February at Ayana's Ball. Thank you very much.
Well, I got some of the DVD.
We'll all be sitting with Red and Sitters to see what happens, honey. Chop some ham.
I'm going to have to get the DVD.
Right.
I'm going to have to get the DVD. I have another caller. 313-585,
you're live on the air. Hi, everybody. First off, Shannon, it's Reeve Ghost, not River Ghost, so I hope you're not walking labels. And to RR, has anyone ever stolen a name before, and was it any repercussions?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Has anyone ever tried to steal a house name, and what was the repercussions?
Wonk, 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 they never survived.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have tried to do it before, but you can never recreate something that's already been done. Like, there will only be one Chanel, one Milan, you know, one Couture. You can't reinvent it. All you can do is continue to try to let your legacy live through you, as I have done with the House of Chanel. That way, you know that your legacy is being turned over. But once your door has closed,
it is Chanel International.
Excuse
right.
me.
That was Chanel. She
Chanel
said the last time she checked, it was Chanel International.
It will always be Chanel International. But when we abbreviate in a short conversation, we just use Chanel. Okay. I'm sure you don't
regardless,
use Shannon.
We are all adults here. We all have the right to do whatever we want to in the scene, just like the rest of y'all, claiming that y'all icons, legendary, stars and statement. We have the right to do whatever we want. If we want to take this ballroom scene and take it somewhere, we have the right to do what we want. Regardless, nobody's going to stop me. Nobody's going to say anything because
did
why?
You speak
because
to
I
Robbie?
Am Shannon, and I have to speak to no one. Okay. Thank you.
What
and
happened to the love?
That conversation.
What happened to the love? You came up with so much love and positive energy.
She's loaded and confused.
Well,
but somebody
doesn't
want
to answer the question.
Shannon,
why are we patronizing the comments? Just
Shannon, if you're
yourself.
Doing something that's one of a kind, why are you calling it River Ghost, a.k.a. Reeve Ghost, which means ready to wear? That's not one of a kind. Ready to wear
exactly.
is not fair.
Couture is one of a kind.
River Ghost. Is that anything like River Dance?
Oh, she's high. She's fine. Goodbye.
I think she's still tweaking the categories, and she doesn't have it quite, you know, set in place.
We don't care what people say. We know the truth.
Well, Jasmine is live on the air, so I think she might have Robbie on the phone.
I don't have Robbie on the phone. Hi. I don't have Robbie on the phone, but I do speak with Robbie all the time. And it is pretty late for him right now, so I'm sure he will look in his inbox tomorrow and contact me while I'm at work. So I will speak with him about this to get clarification. But I will say this. I doubt very much that anybody is going to be taking anybody's name in opening up a house while there are still active mothers, fathers, and founders that are still a part of our scene or our community. So,
but she's a Lagoosh.
Why is that, London, please.
Why is that? Because
Shannon, it's no shade towards you. And hi, how are you? But listen, that is a legacy that Robbie, Octavia, and the House of Saint Laurent have always been a part of. No matter how much of a family we are, because Octavia was like a mother to me, no matter how close we are with them or no matter what, we cannot just sit here and open their name or continue with their legacy without the permission or the blessings of them. So if it's not a problem with Robbie, I'm sure Robbie will give you all his blessings and it will continue to go in that direction. But we just can't go do that. We can't. I don't care how old we are.
Jasmine,
I don't care
Jasmine,
how way we
Jasmine,
stay from this.
Jasmine, this has all been a joke.
Okay. Okay, well, it's a joke then. But you see how people, but that, you know what that does, is that does show
quickly,
the love.
You see, it's just been some fun. You see how quickly the people just ran and jumped with that. It's just, we've just been having a little fun with it.
You punked me.
I needed a publicity
You punked me.
Oh, you punked me. That is fucking funny. Oh, my God. No.
Well, if it was a publicity stunt, then that's fine, but at least you show, it shows the dedication that the kids have and the respect that they have for people like Octavia and the House of St. Laurent. They're even very protective of them, even as they are no longer a part of our scene, you know, or they're no longer here with us. They still respect the name so much. So that does show unity within the community. So I'm glad it's a joke.
And it's my job to make sure that when people start to think of, when people start to say names that are legendary houses, and I really know the pioneers of those houses, and I know that they still exist or don't exist, it is my place to make sure that, you know, I give the love back that they would deserve and making sure that their legacy is either where they want it to be, and if they choose to let someone come in and take their name to another level, that I contact them and let them know what's going on. Because a lot of the pioneer houses, they don't have a voice in the ballroom scene too much anymore. And me and Tony and Stuart are one of the few pioneers that are still around that can actually relate to the newer generation and keep things flowing in a, you know, fashion that's really ball productive.
Well, y'all have a good night.
Thank
okay,
you.
Shannon,
y'all
take
enjoy
care.
Enjoy yourselves. Bye,
Jasmine.
Bye,
good night.
Have a good night.
Nighty.
You know,
oh, boy.
I don't think that was funny.
Well, what she was doing is she was doing two things. One is she was proving a point that, you know, like Jasmine said, you know, we all come into something. We hear something like that, and we're ready to defend it because.
Let me tell you what she was doing. She was checking her relevancy, honey, to see if anybody cared. You know how if you throw a rock in the water, you want to see
there
if it's really going to make a splash. Well, there we do. We just got it.
Okay. So clarification was done. Let's move on to the next name.
No, only thing I had to do was hit the floor for that, Savannah. What?
Well,
the only thing I
have to
do is hit the floor. Only thing I have to do is hit the floor if I want to have any relevancy in the ballroom scene.
That well, we've seen you do that plenty of times, so that wouldn't be anything new. But this St. Laurent business is something different. How about that?
That's fine. That's fine, Divine. Whatever you want to say.
I'll let you say it. We'll see you when you're out. You look great. You look great. We'll see you when you come out. That's just a dirty joke, though, girl, because we were really getting in. As a part-time journalist over here, I really got a little offended by that, girl. That was a little dirty.
Okay. It was a little joke. It's called Punk. Play, ha-ha.
Okay, well, when you get ready to walk and we hold up a top and then let you get all the way up there and then turn around and walk back to the end of the runway and say, oh, no, we were just playing, you got punked, how would you feel then?
Oh, well, I do like
you
I did
won't be too
last
funny?
Time. I do like I did the last time. And then the joke will be on there.
Oh, well, sounds like a challenge. See you around.
See you around. Toodles.
Mooches.
Where did all that come from?
I don't know, but you look great.
All right, everybody.
So
high. Kelly has lost, her internet went down, so she's not on the phone. So
Jasmine, let me ask you, what's your recap on the awards as far as that ballot thing was concerned?
What do I
you plead
say?
You plead the fifth?
No, I'm not going to plead the fifth. That's why I had Kelly interrupted when she brought up Collections Ball in Atlanta. I just can't, you know, find myself, you know, involved with a whole bunch of the drama that comes with it. And just, you know, hearing the recap of it just reminds me, you know, the radio station has been here for, it's going to be 3 years next month, but, you know, it was still around for another year prior to, you know, our show. And it seems like every Monday, Tuesday, after the Martin Luther King Weekend Awards Ball, it sounds like the same recap. The same drama. If anyone just can go back and download each archive, you will hear the same thing over and over again. And I just, you know, that's why I haven't been in Atlanta as far as, you know, giving a ball or even attempting to give a ball, because it's just too much. When we can all, I think the problem is that we can all sit down and work together as, you know, positive, you know, individuals, leaders and stuff. It's the same thing with legendary panels and icon panels and, you know, us trying to all better the community. I think you just get too many people with power or, you know,
people have to learn these types of things
in one room. It just causes so much drama.
People have to learn to agree to disagree, and they have not learned that yet. And people keep screaming, oh, we're all over 25. But you know what? We may all be over 25, but everybody doesn't have an adult mentality.
I think
you know?
The biggest issue is I don't think that really a lot of people should be waiting till the last minute. I really, really think that, you know, there should be a cutoff time for nominations.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a cutoff time for voting, and I think you know it should be a gap. I don't think that, you know, the last ball should be in December, you know, at the very ending of December, and then 2 weeks later you're having this award ceremony. I think it should give time for people to do their research, do the history, you know, do their research, pull out the DVDs, you know, all the note-taking and things of that sort. It should be a set of ground rules that should be, you know, into play, you know, in the very beginning, and they follow those steps to the end. It's not hard at all. I just don't understand it.
You think they should have a separate awards committee rather than just having an alliance, you know,
listening
committee?
To the fact that, in all honesty, listening to the fact that they only are counting eight, what they consider eight major balls, and in all honesty, they aren't even major balls. A major ball would be, you know, like to me, a house ball,
right,
a collections ball, A icon ball, a legends ball, even, you know, the ball that Stewart threw, you know, from an icon or something like that. I think those are considered major balls. But, you know, some of the individuals that they mentioned, I don't think those are even considered major balls. So with that being said, it was only 8 balls. So if you guys can't get together for 8, then I don't really think a committee should be put into place for 8 balls, 6 balls, 8 balls. I can see a committee being into place if it was like 20 balls a year or something like that. But just for 8 balls, I mean,
do you think
seriously,
there should also be for contestants that want to get of the year that they have to walk at least 5 major balls, which would consist of
I think balls? When it comes to of the year, it should not just be what you have done at those, let's quote unquote, 8 balls. I think they need to take so much more into consideration. You know, like you being of the year and you're getting an of the year of Atlanta, but this person showed more than just their dedication as far as these 8 balls have gone. They have traveled and brought home X amount of, you know, trophies and other major balls and things of that sort. I think they need to take that stuff into consideration as well. You know, not just what you have done. If there's 8 balls here and I go walk 3 of them, you know, okay, I won of the year. I don't have to walk no more the rest of the year. No, that doesn't give you the drive. No, go out there and walk not only in Atlanta now. Go to the Carolinas. Go to New York. Go to Chicago and stuff and bring back home a trophy. Represent your state. That should give you an of the year of Atlanta. You know, you went out there and represented your state as well. You
well,
know,
maybe
little things
like that.
Maybe
that should be a new qualification that you have to – you have to win 3 in your state, and then you have to win 3 additional in 3 different states to give you a total of 6 wins, but the other 3 have to come from a different state.
Yeah, I mean, something like that. I mean, you know, it's been happening for so long. I think that, you know, the issue's been happening for so long. Maybe try different avenues each and every time, but again, it just has to start off, you know, with some type of ground rule. You just can't continue to change it over and over and over again.
Because an individual won $5,000 or $2,000, that the person who battled them tied with them as far as wins, but the person who won the $2,000 gets it because they were the $2,000 bitch of the year?
In all honesty, no. I don't think that because – again, you know, winning a large amount of winning a large grand prize like that may, you know, boost up your ego and everything like that and just make it where, okay, I don't have to come out or I'm not going to walk this one or that one. I don't think so because that one that's not winning the large amounts but is always going out there turning it each and every time, maybe it wasn't his night. You know, no, I don't think that that should be the tiebreaker because, you know, it was a grand prize that you won, so now you automatically qualify for of the year, you know?
Makes sense to me.
That's just my opinion.
So, is Kelly back?
No, Kelly, where you at?
Wait, so Jasmine, would you have co-overall mother and father for your host?
Hell no. Hell no.
Hey, what do you think of that?
I wouldn't do it for my house. But if that's something that they would like to do, I don't knock anybody for their creativity.
Right.
I don't knock anybody for any decision that they make. You know, me and Kelly, as well as, you know, another party, you know, when we were affiliated with one house, we created the name of East Coast, overall East Coast Mother. And stuff, so, you know, people were reading about that in the beginning, and now so many people carry the title. So, you know, they was reading about that at one time. But, you know, I that was something that we created. If this is what they want to do, more power to them. I just don't think it's fair, and I don't agree with it. And from what I'm hearing, there's problems with it already. So, I mean, I don't know. I think when you just get to, again, we can't even unite as houses to try to better the community within ourselves. It's like, you know, having two presidents working for one company. That's just not going to work. It has to be a difference.
Exactly.
You can't have two CEOs. You can't.
Exactly.
That's why it's a chain of command. You know, it's a board. It's a structure. You have to have that structure. You have to have that CEO, that CFO, that COO. You have to have that. You just can't put too many people in place.
Right. Yeah, because when you have
then they're going to clash. I don't care
Indians,
how close we are.
It just doesn't work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to know their position and stay in their lane, basically,
yeah.
You know. So I guess you're right. Did you get any questions in on the board? Anybody online?
Yes.
Let me see. We did, whose numbers I got?
Milan said Milan. He's in the queue again.
Well, I don't see Milan's number. I see somebody named Key, somebody named Icon, Divine. I'm not sure if we went to this caller, but I'm going to go to them again. 347-286, you're on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Clayton, I see there are Alexis. Hold on. Hi, Alexis. How are you?
Alexis. It's Alexis and Marcus. We're on the phone together.
Hey, Marcus. Hi, Alexis.
I have a comment.
Marcus, your voice changes all the time.
Get in.
You're trying it. No, you made a comment about people like the Atlanta Awards about possibly considering wins from other places, and I think that's kind of pointless because it is the Atlanta Awards Ball or the Carolina Awards Ball, and then that's the purpose of like the National Awards Ball, like the Ballroom Awards and the Dorian Corey. So I mean, taking I think that recognizing people for what they've done in their state, I just think that state should finally detail what's going to count and what's not going to count, and they stick to it. I think a lot of times what happens is you set rules at the beginning of the year, and then because people suggest that we make exceptions because it's their friend that somehow didn't follow one of the rules.
Okay,
and didn't follow the rules.
I'm back.
Marcus, I can debate that a little bit with you because let's say, I'm just using this as an example, let's say Kelly lives in New York, but Kelly constantly goes to Atlanta for the eight balls, and she just happens to be maybe just constantly going down there, and she has won Big Girl's Face for Atlanta, in Atlanta 8 times. Is she going to be considered Big Girl's Face of the year?
She should be. She should be in Atlanta because she won in Atlanta. But let's say Kelly wins 4 times in Atlanta and she wins 6, and let's say she wins 3 times in Atlanta and another person wins 4 times in Atlanta, but Kelly won 9 times in LA. We can't take what she did in LA in consideration because this is not the LA Awards Ball. This is the
It's not the LA Awards Ball. But what my point is with that is that it should still when it comes to that tie, like RR was getting at with that. When it comes to that tie, I think what people should look at is the overall work that this individual has done. If you have, if you have Selena Gomez, who lives in Atlanta and has one Big Girl's Face, 4 times out of the year, and you have, Britney Spears, who lives in Atlanta and has won, a Big Girl's Face 4 times out of the year, but Selena only kept it local, but Britney has traveled not only in Atlanta, but she's traveled to Florida, New York, Chicago, and all the rest of those stuff, and won as well, representing for Atlanta. I think she should get recognition for that.
I think this is the problem with that, Jasmine. As someone who actually kind of watches this happen, a lot of times people will go and they will make themselves, like let's say they come to Florida. Well, you can say you won Big Girl's Face in Florida and you didn't really, you come back and you post in the group that you won and you didn't battle anybody. I think if people were really honest and if it's a tie and you said, well, this girl had 4 wins and this person had 4 wins, go back to the DVD and see which one truly was the most competitive. Because honestly, although every ball counts for of the year, every ball is not as competitive as others. The Atlanta Awards ball this year may not have been as competitive as the Atlanta's Awards ball the year before.
I do agree with you. So now we need to ask the Atlanta Alliance, all those 7-8 categories that those girls came out at this awards ball and they won without battling anybody, is that going to count for of the year? Because they didn't battle anybody.
But it
anybody.
Does count for of the year, because you can't take away the fact once something is slated to be counted for of the year as an awards ball promoter, it's unfair to not count that ball for of the year because of those who didn't show up. That's not fair. A win is a win. But you have to think about that strategically. I mean, before awards balls kind of got on this whole, you know, the person that wins the most, because I remember when I first started coming out, it was based on impact. And impact could be you walked one ball, you won $5,000, and that was the impact for the year, and you won, versus the girl who won 8 times that year. She really didn't battle nobody, but she's the one that put in the most, she spent the most money overall, and she put in the most into her looks, but she won 8 times versus somebody who won 1 time is $8,000. So, you know, $5,000. So now everyone started to get on this, well, we're going to be fair. The person who wins the most is going to be the thing. And that's fine, but you still have to kind of really look at it and have some common sense applied to it and say that, yes, because every ball counts for the year, it's not necessarily on the same level. And, you know, if we were really being honest with ourselves, we know which balls were better than others.
Wow. We can't say anything about that. We don't live in Atlanta. We don't have a vote, honey. So that's something that the Atlanta Alliance would have to take up. But at this time, we definitely got to get out of here, honey, because, you know, it's that time, honey, and I have to go, and my ride is here. So I would like everybody that's on the phone line, can you please say goodnight one by one so we can definitely get up out of here?
Good night. Good night.
London.
Nighty-night.
Jasmine.
Good night, everybody.
Like I tell you every Monday and Tuesday when I'm live on the air, Nicole will be here tomorrow night doing her interview or maybe her hot topics on the Sister to Sister for Real show. But like I tell you every Monday and Tuesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do wrap it up and you practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all for loving me, and I'll see you back here next weekend, next Monday, with the recap show. Good night. Switchboard, can we get some music? Bye.